Suppose you want to install Microsoft Office 2000 on a computer. To use, add, or remove programs to do this, you need to be logged on to the computer as an administrator. Let's assume that you're logged on as an administrator and you're ready to install Office 2000. Click Add or Remove Programs. Now click Add New Programs. Click CD or Floppy. Assume that the installation CD is in the CD-ROM drive. Click Next. Windows searches for and displays the path to the installation program. Click Finish.
This wizard will guide you through the rest of the installation. By default, the wizard displays the username and organization name that were provided during computer registration. For the purposes of this exercise, you can assume that these are correct, so click Next. Presuming you've finished reading the license agreement, click I accept the terms in the license agreement, and then click Next.
If you want to select specific features of the software to install, you can click Customize. To install the entire program, click Install Now. You're prompted to wait while Windows installs the program. The amount of time this process requires varies depending on the speed of your computer. A message appears notifying you that the setup was successful. Click OK.
Now let's use this window to remove a specific feature, in this case an individual program, from the Office 2000 suite of programs. Click Change or Remove Programs. Here you can remove all of Office 2000, or you can install or remove specific Office 2000 programs and features. Go ahead and click Change.
Click Add or Remove Features. Here you can specify which features to add or remove. Click this arrow next to Microsoft Access for Windows, and then click Not Available.
To fully remove Microsoft Access 2000 from your computer, click Update Now. A message notifies you that the changes were successful. Click OK. Microsoft Access 2000 is now removed from the computer.